I'm sorry.
It's Karen Randall, the neighbor.
I'm sorry. My take on the situation, it happened totally differently than that. Sit down. Sit. Blood! Does the word even convey the fullness of this red viscous fluid? The blood-curdling horror of seeing it in such abundance. How bloody it really was. When Susan threw open our door and shouted up the stairs that Don had fallen and hurt his head, I felt a sense of urgency and anxiety. Was he all right? As Susan drove the 5 blocks to his house, we remained in the dark as to what constellation had propelled his scalp cementwards. We held our breath. The smell of late summer drifted through the window. Arriving at Don's house, all the cartoon thought bubbles that floated above our heads exploded like hydrogen-powered dirigibles. At seeing the rivulets of blood streaming down the side of his head, his white beard and hair streaked red, I was speechless. Susan showed no hesitation. She immediately took action and firmly commanded the stuttering, yammering Don into the car. I would be sitting in the back on the dog's pillow, but first I was to run back into the house and get Don's wallet. "It's on the table," yelled Don. As we drove, Don's mouth was in full operation, unceasingly issuing forth a series of sentences, a narrative attempt at making sense of this event. His leitmotif, "How could I be so stupid?" I tried to poo-poo this. An accident is an accident, by definition, an unattended event. No one is stupid because they have an accident. He was not placated by my observation. Still, one does begin to believe in astrology, a completely irrational belief system that posits that the stars and the position of the planets influences our fate. Surely Andromeda had some odd effect on Don. Were his planets out of alignment? Which house did his snapping turtle reside in? Those far-off orbs of nuclear fusion must have had some vague influence on the minds of men. Are we not all heliotropic? Was the desire to take in distant starlight so strong in Don that he disregarded his footing? As the hummingbird gathers nectar, the eye is sweetened by starlight and the ear by the novelty of a new word. It is not only the desire for word nectar that conjoins the three of us or our proximity off South Street. This summer, our gardens have been flattened by shingles and maple tree limbs and flooded with blood, a sticky mess that glistens in the dew. The cat navigates her way through the debris and hides under a bush to lie and wait for the hummingbird. Oh, it is no accident.